City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The High Court has ruled in favour of Auckland Transport in a case brought against the council-managed organisation by All Aboard Aotearoa. The case was over Auckland Transport's Regional Land Transport Plan, or RLTP, which would lead to a 6% increase in transport emissions in Auckland. For our fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe, as part of our regular city councilling segment, we discuss the RLTP case as well as an update on the local election process. I first asked Pippa if she believes the RLTP can be reconciled with the council's commitment to addressing climate change.
Well, it is very problematic, and I guess it's got to be looked at in the wider context. So I was one of the councillors who endorsed it reluctantly on the basis that it wasn't heading in the right way with our emissions, but it was on the basis that we were going to be doing further work through our transport emission reduction plan, and that was where we were going to put our focus on the pathway to reducing our emissions, because of course we've got this very bold target of 50% reduction by 2030, and a huge focus has got to be transport. So I do think that even if the RLTP is not going to be revised through this court action, there are still things that we can do, and this, obviously we've got to be working hard towards that emissions reduction.
So you mentioned the sort of wider emissions reduction plan. What else, and could you expand more upon what you would like to see from the council to balance this plan in terms of the RLTP, I mean, in terms of transport emissions reduction?
Well, we know that a huge part of reducing emissions is getting people to drive less. So we've got to reduce the vehicle kilometres travelled, and we've got to have mode shift. So we can only do that if we're providing options. And so the investment that we do in active transport and in public transport is really crucial. So I guess part of it is that the RLTP is not all of transport. It's not all of our projects. And we have to ensure that, we're pulling all of the levers, and that includes what government can do. And I guess that was also part of the thinking, that government has a lot of the keys as well, and that's what we've got to be putting pressure on there too, because it's government, for example, that can do incentives around switching away from petrol cars. It's government that controls the way in which we regulations around driving and incentives to switch to active travel. So it's got to be local government and central government working together.
How big of a role do you believe local government has in terms of incentivizing a switch away from cars, considering that the RLTP includes sort of expanding infrastructure meant for cars, right?
Well, it includes projects that ideally shouldn't be there. But local government can do a lot in terms of reprioritising road space. I mean, that's a huge thing that Auckland Transport can be doing now, regardless of the RLTP. I've always argued they've got a political mandate to do that. They've just been squandering it. So, and it is a hard one. That's where we have people really pushing back about losing car parks when they hear about reprioritising road space. But that's got to happen. That's the infrastructure we've already got, rather than having to invest in new infrastructure.
What would you say to climate advocates who believe that the council is not meeting the climate obligations that it's set out?
Well, we have got a big piece of work coming, which is the Transport Emissions Reduction Pathway, known as the TERP, and that really shows how we have to pull on every single lever if we're going to meet our emissions target, and that it is achievable. So just because of this, I mean, this is very disappointing for all aboard to have this outcome for this decision, but it doesn't mean to say we're going to give up and we just can't. And from my role, I'm absolutely going to be putting more focus into what we can do to reduce emissions.
Nominations are now open for people to register as candidates in Auckland's local body election. What does the registration process involve?
Well, it's getting in a nomination form by the 12th of August at noon. It's very, very strict. You have to have hit that deadline and you pay a deposit of $200 and you have to be a New Zealand citizen and you need to be on the electoral roll, I think is one of the requirements, and you provide a photo and 150 words, known as your candidate statement. So it is quite simple to enrol. I guess I would always advise anyone thinking about doing it to kind of have a look at what's the political landscape in the area that you want to represent, and look at whether there's, you know, parties that are active or who you want to align with, because it's not quite so simple as just saying you're going to kind of randomly put your nomination in and then there'll be an election and, you know, you'll be on a local board or on council. There's kind of a bit more to it in terms of the mechanics of an election.
What's the next step in the election process? When will the individual candidates be announced?
So we know officially it's the 17th of August. The names all get announced, but informally it is released on the 12th of August. And then voting starts on the 16th of September, and it's what makes it different from the general election is it's still a postal vote, and this often shocks people, especially younger people who very rarely post envelopes or write letters. So first of all, you've got to be on the electoral roll to receive the voting papers, and those voting papers, you've got 3 weeks to get them back into a ballot box. The one thing that's going to be good about this year's election is it's not just reliant on a postal box. You can take them to boxes that are going to be in the supermarkets and the libraries and community centres.
For those listeners who are interested in being involved in the local body electoral process and want to sort of contribute their thoughts and feelings, but don't really know how to go about doing that, what would you say is the best avenue to sort of get started in terms of maybe researching or getting involved in the election process?
Well, I think it's really important to have actually gone to a council meeting. So if someone's thinking of standing for a local board, to go along to a local board meeting and actually understand what it's all about. And then just have a look at what is, you know, who the current elected members and what are their backgrounds, what do you think is a gap in terms of the representation, and just also have a look at the kind of the history around how people have been elected onto those local boards historically, because every local board has got a different kind of tradition of how people vote and get elected.
That was Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe talking about the Regional Land Transport Plan case, as well as an update to the local election process.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.